We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. How badly have we hurt Target? So badly that their satanic designer has renounced Satan.
Really?
You cannot make this stuff up. You look at the headlines today and you're like, this can't be real. No, but it's happening. It's actually real. He has renounced Satan. Says he doesn't believe in him, really. Now, all of those dozens and dozens of designs featuring satanic imagery, which he says he weaves in, and which the Target, you know, buyers thought, oh my gosh, we love Satan. Cool. Yeah, let's totally have this guy design our pride wear. Now, the satanic designs didn't actually end up in Target on the shelves, but the brand is built around them. In fact, he explains... He was a she, by the way. She transitioned to be a he, so I don't even know. Whatever. But the person explains that Satan was a key part of why Ab Prowlin took off. That the Satanism, you know, woven into the designs. You could clearly see it on the brand page. There's hundreds of designs there, and it is. The satanic imagery is very cleverly woven in, but it's there. And I mean, so there's no way Target looked at this brand and didn't see it or just didn't know. Or this was just, you know, how this individual worships on the side and Target couldn't have known. It is a key part of the brand. Not a card, according to me, but according to this person who flat out says that Satan loves pronouns. In fact, this designer in the profile picture is wearing horns, satanic horns, on their head and has a t-shirt, Satan loves pronouns. So, I mean, it can't be clearly, like, there's no way the Target people missed this. And then people heard about Ab Prowlin, the brand, and they started going over there and looking at the brand. They were absolutely horrified. So Target had to drop the satanic designer. So now the satanic designer's like, oh, who, what, me? No, I not worship Satan, no way. Not anymore. So... that's what winning looks like when you can get a Satanist to renounce Satan in order to get back on the shelves of Target. But serious question though, Lee, what's getting pushed on the American people here? Okay. I mean, in your daily life, okay. My daily life, working here, know people in the sales department. I know my neighbors, I bump into people all day. I don't bump into Satanists anywhere.
No,
that is an antisocial thing to do, to be a Satanist. That means you have deep, profound problems. If somebody said to you, hey, you know, I want to enter into this business deal with you. Oh, by the way, I'm a Satanist.
See ya.
Yeah, and that's not even a religious thing. I mean, it is for me, but for most people, it is like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, you're a weirdo. You know what? I'm gonna go with somebody just like normal, because clearly there's probably, like, that is a sign there's probably. The people at Target are so deranged. They're like, nah, we love Satan. Yeah, that'd be cool. Let's put that on the shelves. No, even better. Let's target that at kids. And then do you know what we find out at Target? Okay. You know, they have these gender transition closets in schools now.
Yeah.
Right. Where they help you hide from mom and dad. So you can come to school and then the teachers will help you dress as the opposite sex. They'll transition you, hide it from mom and dad and all that.
Assisting students to lie to their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's this group called GLSEN. That is part of what they do. They prepare, you know, the pornographic books that are in schools now,
right?
The ones pushing gender ideology on kindergartners. All of that comes from this group. That's what they do with the money. Target gave them over $2 million. So when you're talking about gender transitions in school and Satanism, this is what Target stands for today. I mean, it is shocking how far this has gone, how fast this has gone. And then we start looking into this. Like, what do we, where do these, where's the satanic designer come from? By the way, my main beef with this person, my number one beef, is that he wants to murder everybody, this satanic designer who disagrees with him. And I spent a lot of time on his brand website. And I mean, it's just murder device after murder device after murder device designed with satanic imagery and picturing the murder of people who disagree with the trans agenda. Murder. I guess that's hip now. I don't know what we do next. But listen to this. Target marketing vice president holds senior position at org pushing secretive transgender policies in K-12 schools. Mm. So you literally have Target executives embedded in these organizations that are pushing all the books, all the gender ideology that they fought in Florida and outlawed, all of that, it's coming from Target in your kid's school. Carlos Saavedra is the vice president of brand marketing at Target, also the treasurer at GLSEN. GLSEN focuses on getting districts to adopt policies that will keep parents in the dark on their child's in-school gender transition, providing sexual explicit books to schools for free, and integrating gender ideology at all levels of the curriculum in public schools. Target has given this group $2.1 million. That's where your money goes when you shop at Target. And Lee, all I'd say, how has it gotten this far? How did it get this far?
Because liberal progressive secularists have been able to use the inclusion word that they have been lying about what it really means. Inclusion in and of itself sounds like a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's the American heart and spirit. We want to include everybody. We want to include people who immigrate to this country legally. We want to include people who are hardworking, who may not have the economic advantages that others may have. We want to be inclusive in that. And that's something that is in the American character, a desire to help out your fellow man, fellow woman, whatever. But they've been using that word inclusion and diversity to include things that are exclusive and are not diverse in opinions. They're using those words to do exactly the opposite of what they claim they're doing.
It's all just one big lie.
Yeah.
And now Kohl's has looked at this and gone, that's what we need. How many billions can we lose in a week? And now they're pushing all of this stuff. We're getting to a point as a society, and this is what happens when our side just went, you know what? We'll just fight on the finance side. We'll fight on the funding side. We'll be fiscal conservatives. We won't fight the culture wars. Yeah. We're at the point now where, you know, it used to be when I was growing up, if my parents wanted to keep me from seeing something bad, they would turn the TV off, you know, right. Maybe when things got a little racy at night, or they wouldn't let me go see a movie.
Yeah.
We are getting to the point where you can't take your kids to the store shopping with you. Mm-hmm. Because of what they might see, never mind that even if you leave your kids at home when you go shopping so they won't have to see satanic and profane things at the Target, guess what? Target is waiting for them when they go through the school gates. They're waiting there. They're going to get to those kids no matter what it takes. Target, these are major brand names. And then over the weekend, did you see the New York Times review, Lee, of Little Mermaid?
I heard about this, and I heard you mention something about it. Now, I have not read the article, so inform me. They're saying that the new live-action Little Mermaid is not kinky enough?
Does not have enough kink.
I thought that was a sexual term that has nothing to do with what should be a children's movie.
It is. They want more kink. They want kink directed at kids. And I mean, kink is unusual sexual preference. It has insufficient kink. Now, in case you were wondering, Lee, like maybe I've just misunderstood here. And they were trying this morning on Fox News. They were pulling up the definition of kink. And there's one definition that means, you know, like to, you know, turn or veer in a direction kink. But in case you're wondering, do they mean that or the sexual definition we're all thinking? No, it's a sexual definition, because further down in the article, in the editorial, they complain that there's not enough carnality in Little Mermaid.
Oh, great. There's none.
Carnality. I mean, carnal knowledge, that is sexual. I mean, and I looked that up at dictionary.com. It's sexualization. It's carnality. They want to sexualize this kid character. Are they not happy? So this whole thing with the left going, oh, the right's just making it up about grooming. No, here's Exhibit A, right here, New York Times. All kids' characters now, this is the new standard from the Times, should be sexualized. They should be kinky and have carnality. No escape, nowhere. You can't take your kid out of your house or turn on a device in your house. These people aren't coming for your kid. They want to sexualize them, carnalize them. Not my opinion, it's New York Times. They're admitting it. So the groomer debate, Lee, the good news is the grooming debate on the left is left grooming your child in school, at home, and in your store. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's over. We're done. They lose. We win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right. Let's jump on a text right here. Texter writes, they are quitting the show because I don't support Trump. Well, look, here's the thing. You're welcome to do that. You won't know what's going on, but you're welcome to do that. I'm going to support whoever the nominee is. If it's Trump, then I am going to support Trump. And I guarantee this person who's texting me hasn't written the checks I have to the Trump campaign. I was telling you we donated $500. My husband actually corrected me over the weekend. It was closer to $1,000. Just as I asked you to do. So, I mean, I'm in it, man. I'm in it up to my knees in Trump. I was with him from the time he came down the elevator. I fought half of you when you wanted me to support Ted Cruz. There is no deeper or wider Trump supporter on the air than me. I'll stand next to, you know, no one. I wrote the checks. And we're just a simple middle-class family. But I told you to write the checks, so I did it too. We didn't do that all at once. We did it over a number of years. But we supported him, absolutely. The breaking point for me, I just want folks to remember this, because I'm getting all these texts over the weekend. I'm getting messages, you've gone soft, you're a rhino. No, I didn't go soft, Trump did. I'm as tough as I've ever been. Remember why I broke up with Trump? I made Drudge at the time. MSN picked it up and I made Drudge. Probably the highest, most listened to segment I've ever done. What was it? Oh, I like Bush now. No, I'm the one who warned you guys about Bush. You know how bad the Bushes are because of me. I was saying that when that wasn't popular. Why'd I break up with Trump? He endorsed Kevin McCarthy. See the wisdom of that this weekend? I knew what Kev was. I told you what Kev was. Now you're seeing what Kev is. Utter, absolute, complete betrayal of the Republic. He's going to have to whip Democrats to get this debt deal through. I mean, literally, these Republicans led by Kev campaigned for months before the midterm on, we're going to cut the 87,000 IRS agents and they're going to persecute Americans And Kev turns around and funds 98% of them. We got, like, I think 85,200 because of Kev. I knew what he was. We could have stopped him in the primary. It was a five-way primary. Trump endorsed him. And that was it. I was done. I can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore. Look, I don't know who ultimately I'm going to vote for in the primary. It's a long way away. And maybe Trump can come back and show me something that says, you know what, you're not, he hasn't thrown in with the deep state. He hasn't thrown in with the swamp. But when you endorse McCarthy, and after I said that, it made Drudge. In response, I don't know if you remember, Trump said, oh, I just endorsed him in the primary. Yeah, we could have gotten rid of Kev. We wouldn't have to look at his face on Fox News as he lies to us again this morning. But no, Trump endorsed him. Took the legs right out from under another candidate. Good conservative could have beat him. And that Trump endorsement was powerful. So we got Kev. We got to look at his ugly face. We got to listen to him lie to us this morning on Fox News. But then Trump said, I'm not going to endorse him for speaker, though. He turned right around and endorsed him for speaker. Blasted and blistered the conservatives who wanted to extract promises from Trump, from Kevin McCarthy, that he would at least behave. Trump didn't want that. And the reason I was outraged at the time is, remember, Kevin McCarthy had just gotten caught on a phone call with Liz Cheney. You know Liz? You like Liz? Kev does. And they were, because this is what you're supporting when you're voting for Trump, they were plotting. Kevin McCarthy never intended that phone call to leak. They were plotting to censor and silence Trump-supporting Congress members who were, objecting to the election results, who were saying the election was stolen. They were trying to figure out, how do we get social media to censor them? And I thought, surely Trump won't endorse him for speaker. I mean, what a betrayal. The few in Congress who were speaking up with the courage to do that, and Kev wants them censored, and Liz Cheney and Kev are trying to figure out how to censor them. I thought, oh, this is it. I mean, finally, Trump's going to break up. He's going to end his love affair with Kevin McCarthy. He endorsed him for speaker after that. I can't do it. I am as Trumpian as I've ever been. I'm as Trumpian as I was when my husband and I wrote every one of those checks. And we're not rich people. We're just middle class people. That was our bottom line. I can't do it anymore. And if you want to know why, I give you Exhibit A this weekend, the debt deal. Do you realize what they did and how bad it? Kevin McCarthy was lying this morning on Fox News, lying his butt off. Do you know what they did? They gave Biden a blank check. Ralph Norman explained it this morning. There's no limit. We went from having a debt ceiling limit to no limit. Joe Biden, they threw out the $4 trillion thing. No, it's arbitrary. Joe can do 6, 10, 12. We've never seen that before. He gave them the IRS agents after literally running the Republican Party's campaign all summer long. Hey, if you elect us, we're going to get rid of the IRS agents. You don't have to be terrorized by them like Matt Taibbi, like Lois Lerner. He turns around and funds them. He funds them. Listen to this. This is Kevin McCarthy. This is his promise to you.
You see, we believe government should be to help you, not go after you. I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
Our first bill. All right. So here's the thing. If Trump's the nominee, I'll write him more checks. I will back him with everything I have in me. But if you want to know why McCarthy is on the news right now, why he wasn't defeated in a primary and living in obscurity, two words, Donald Trump. Three, really. Donald Trump endorsement. So this whole idea, man, he's the only one we can trust to fight the swamp? Really? Really? So if you can't take me telling you the truth, then this is maybe not the show for you. If you don't want to know what's going on, you want somebody to blow some unicorn dust up your wazoo, there are plenty of other shows for that. I don't blow anything up your wazoo. I'll tell you exactly how it is. I wish it wasn't the way it is, but it is. It is. Now, do I know who I'm going to vote for in this primary? I don't know. We got a long way to go. But I wanted to address that because I think a lot of people don't understand. Trump stopped fighting the swamp, 2 years ago and joined forces. I mean, when he came here for his rally a few months ago, do you know who was standing behind him? Lindsey Graham, as he promised to fight the swamp and get rid of the rhinos. And Lindsey Graham busts out laughing over Trump's shoulder. He is laughing. They're not laughing at me. I don't support Trump. They're laughing at you. Look, if this is what you want this debt deal, you want 87,000 IRS agents, you vote for Trump. Oh, by the way, have you noticed Trump hasn't said anything about this debt deal? DeSantis did. You know why Trump hasn't said anything? He endorsed McCarthy both times. And he knows we know. He can't say anything. He can't condemn it. So, it's where we are. Well, I got some good news. Actually gives me chills. Most of the country has no idea what's going on. Did you grow up like I did during the Cold War? Where literally, you know, you were kind of tangentially afraid of annihilation. And we often all wondered what, you know, it must be like for our poor friends who, you know, in the USSR who had to live under that mess. It was horrible, wasn't it? It was an iron curtain over the USSR. We felt bad for those people. We cheered when their dissidents made it here and they escaped. Well, that iron curtain is falling on Europe. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, but it is. Absolute totalitarian authoritarianism. And people don't even understand what's at stake. Give me an example. Ireland passed a bill. I kid you not. It's already passed. They'll start enforcing it this summer. 3 to 5 years in prison for saying politically incorrect things, making the wokes' feelings hurt. Now, if the wokes hurt your feelings with something they say online, that doesn't count. It's only if you hurt the wokes' feelings. And they decide what hurts their feelings and imprison you accordingly. That's not North Korea. That ain't Russia. That ain't even China. Although they do have that in China. No, that's Ireland. Do I have your attention? This is coming to the Western world, but there's something more horrific because the EU has, the European Union, passed a digital act. It's a digitization act, which says that all social media must allow the European censors to censor its users, including here in the United States, or that social media outlet gets blocked at the borders. It's an iron curtain, just like in China. China has an iron curtain just like it. If you're Chinese, you can't go bopping on over to Facebook to see what Tara's saying today because you like her show from Beijing. You can't see it. It's blocked out. The same identical iron curtain they have in China will descend in August on the European Union. And so here's what you have to do. And all of our tech platforms are making this decision. You have to let the European censors curate your algorithm. In other words, check your algorithms. You have to let them decide what to censor. We already know anything that, you know, is anti-woke or, you know, makes an LGBT crowd uncomfortable will be censored. They are even insisting on, get this, censoring our election debates. So any kind of ads on, you know, Facebook or Instagram or anything like that will be censored by our new European overlords who you did not vote for. Well, what happens if Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these, Google is another one, don't agree to this? They will initially be fined 6% of their revenues, not profits, revenues from the European Union and eventually kicked out, excluded from the Iron Curtain. You lose all your business, all your ad revenue there. Every one of them, Facebook, Google, Instagram has knuckled to this. They're going to let it go. You know what that means? When we have candidates in 24, the most important election of our lifetimes, who want to say, like, we can't put this, you know, woke, nope, censored. We can't talk about sex, gender transitions for kids, censored. By who? Not even our own guys, the European Union. Do you understand? Do you understand what we're up against? Now, normally the United States would say, we're not going to put up with this crap. We wouldn't put up with it from North Korea. We would use trade. We would use sanctions. But Joe Biden doesn't care. He loves the idea of having the election censored by European censors. So far, folks, I hate to tell you, Facebook's agreed. Google's agreed. Instagram's agreed. And nobody knew what Twitter would do. Over the weekend, we found out Elon Musk told him to pound sand. Now we're going to have free speech. Oh, thank God. You can see me making the sign of the cross. Seriously, thank God. That was my reaction. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Do you know what this is going to cost him? 6% of his revenue. He's losing money. He's not making money. Twitter's losing money. 6% of his revenue is in the European theater. And if he keeps it up, he'll be kicked out. He'll lose that entire market. And he said, no, you're not censoring Americans. I'm sorry. The only one. Do you understand how much of a razor's edge we are on with our First Amendment? I mean, y'all yap endlessly about the Second Amendment. I'm right there fighting for it with you. Do you understand how close we are? Do you understand that we wouldn't even have... That literally whether we are going to have anywhere on earth that we can converse in an open forum is up to Elon Musk and how he feels on any given day when he rolls out of bed and decides he's going to lose another, I don't know, $4 to $8 million on Twitter that day. I look to see, am I still going to have First Amendment rights? By the way, for those of you who are like, well, just go on Gab or Getter. I am. I love those sites. I've got, you can follow me there. But that's not a debate. That's just a bunch of us who've been kicked off of Twitter and other places. That's all that is. It's not an echo chamber. It's not a true forum. It's not being able to stand in this town square with everybody else. And if we're not in that town square, we will lose. We will lose everything. Everything. And he said no. Headline, EU issues warning after Elon Musk pulls Twitter out of anti-disinformation agreement. You want to know what these thugs are like? I mean, do you even understand what these thugs are like? There's a guy by the name of Thierry Breton. He's the head thug. And they are the thugs. I mean, it's no different between North Korea, China, all that. They're thugs. EU's internal market commissioner, Thierry Breton, who's going to be in charge of censoring you and me and our election debate so that no one in Europe will have their mind polluted with free speech, just tweeted this when he heard about Elon Musk saying no pound sand. Twitter leaves EU voluntary code of practice against disinformation, but obligations remain, he writes. You can run, but you can't hide? Fighting disinformation will be legal obligation under DSA as of August 25th. So right now it's voluntary, right? You could do it, you could not do it. August 25th, you got to comply. And what is disinformation? Anything that's true about the left, either in our country or internationally. This is an iron curtain. I defy you to tell me how this is different than China. It's not, except you don't disappear in the middle of your night of the night from your home in Europe for saying the wrong thing. Yet. They got to get this in place first. So that when people start disappearing in the middle of the night, nobody can talk about it. You think I'm kidding? That's how it goes. One man said, no. No, uh-uh. It's going to cost him a lot. Oh, he's losing, what, $4 to $8 million a day? What's that going to go to, 12 for Elon Musk? I hope that Tesla stock holds up or you don't get to have First Amendment rights. Because guess what? Kevin going to fight for him. Mitch McConnell's fine with censorship. He has never said one word about censorship. And he's the leader of our party, Republican Party, number one. He's a leader, highest ranking public official, Mitch McConnell, de facto leader of the party. Put censorship in Mitch McConnell in and see what comes up. Nothing. He had no reaction to the Twitter files, no reaction to the revelation that the FBI has censored the last two of our elections along with the CIA. Nothing. No reaction to the Twitter, to the 51, you know, people signing the Hunter Biden laptop letter. No reaction to the New York Post being blocked on Twitter. Oh, and by the way, did you see what Jack Dorsey did? The old owner of Twitter, the one who allowed all that censorship by the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, and the Pentagon. Did you see what Dorsey just did? Oh, I'll tell you next. This is good news. This is all good news. This is not bad. This is good. One person fighting for us. One. Elon Musk. Hope he continues. So the good news is that while the Iron Curtain might be falling on Europe on August 25th, total censorship by a commission of censors working for the EU, they even want to censor our elections. The way this works is they're saying, well, you can't have your social media platform here in Europe unless you let us censor. That means they want to censor Americans. And they're very explicit. They want to censor our elections. They want to censor our electoral debate so that Europeans won't see it and have their little ears hurt by things that are hurtful and non-woke. They don't want them to hear that. So our candidates aren't going to get to say what they want in elections. If you're saying, hey, my school shouldn't sexualize my kid with gender ideology in kindergarten, censored. By who? Some guy in Europe. That's what's at stake. So the good news is Elon Musk just told him to pound sand. No, I'm not doing it. Sorry. It's going to cost him millions of dollars a day for you to have free speech rights. Nobody else is fighting. Glad he is, because we wouldn't have any. Which leads us to this. What? There's something going on here. Okay, Jack Dorsey, former owner of Twitter, who let the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Defense come in and censor you, based on a lie, by the way, that the Russians were out there and we had to censor. No, all they censored were conservative accounts, right? Dorsey allowed that. Did you see what Jack Dorsey tweeted last week? Here's the tweet. Splinter the CIA, NSA, and FBI into a thousand pieces and scatter them to the winds. What did they do to Jack Dorsey? What did they threaten him with? Come on, Jack, tell us. We need your help. That is a total reversal by Jack. And understandably, it probably hurt his reputation. I mean, this Twitter files thing's been embarrassing. He got taken. That is a level of rage right there. What did they do behind the scenes? What is this story? Is anybody going to ask Jack? And here's what's so wild about this tweet. He tweets a picture of JFK. Splinter the CIA, NSA, and FBI into a thousand pieces and scatter them into the winds? He sounds like a member of the Freedom Caucus in Congress. What? Says the guy who was in charge of the Alphabet organization censoring us on Twitter in not one but two elections? There's, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on here behind the scenes we can't see. Some of it's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.